Our first reading this morning is from Genesis chapter 27, and you'll find that on page 25 of the Church Bibles. Genesis 27. Now, just to fill in the background, this is a story about Abraham's son Isaac, and by now he is old and he is blind. He's got grown-up twin sons, Esau and Jacob. Esau had been born first, so he had special privileges called birthright, but he didn't care. And one day, when he was very, very hungry, he'd sold his birthright to his brother Jacob. And the brother's mother was called Rebekah. Genesis chapter 27, verse 1. When Isaac was old and his eyes were dim so that he could not see, he called Esau, his older son, and said to him, "My son." And he answered, "Here I am." He said, "Behold, I am old. I do not know the day of my death. Now then, take your weapons, your quiver and your bow, and go out to the field and hunt game for me, and prepare for me delicious food such as I love, and bring it to me so that I may eat, that my soul may bless you before I die." Now, Rebekah was listening when Isaac spoke to his son Esau. So when Esau went to the field to hunt for game and bring it, Rebekah said to her son Jacob, "I heard your father speak to your brother Esau. Bring me game and bring for me delicious food that I may eat it and bless you before the Lord before I die. Now, therefore, my son, obey my voice as I command you. Go to the flock and bring me two good young goats so that I may prepare from them delicious food for your father, such as he loves. And you shall bring it to your father to eat, so that he may bless you before he dies." But Jacob said to Rebekah his mother, "Behold, my brother Esau is a hairy man, and I am a smooth man. Perhaps my father will feel me, and I shall seem to be mocking him, and bring a curse upon myself and not a blessing." His mother said to him, "Let your curse be on me, my son. Only obey my voice and go, bring them to me." So he went and took them and brought them to his mother. And his mother prepared delicious food such as his father loved. Then Rebekah took the best garments of Esau, her older son, which were with her in the house, and put them on Jacob, her younger son. And the skins of the young goats she put on his hands and on the smooth part of his neck. And she put the delicious food and the bread which she had prepared into the hand of her son Jacob. So he went in to his father and said, "My father." And he said, "Here I am. Who are you, my son?" Jacob said to his father, "I am Esau, your firstborn. I have done as you told me. Now sit up and eat of my game, that your soul may bless me." But Isaac said to his son, "How is it that you have found it so quickly, my son?" He answered, "Because the Lord your God granted me success." Then Isaac said to Jacob, "Please come near that I may feel you, my son, to know whether you really are my son Esau or not." So Jacob went near to Isaac, his father, who felt him and said, "The voice is Jacob's voice, but the hands are the hands of Esau." And he did not recognize him because his hands were hairy like his brother Esau's hands. So he blessed him. He said, "Are you really my son Esau?" He answered, "I am." Then he said, "Bring it near to me, that I may eat of my son's game and bless you." So he brought it near to him, and he ate. And he brought him wine, and he drank. Then his father Isaac said to him, "Come near and kiss me, my son." So he came near and kissed him. And Isaac smelled the smell of his garments and blessed him and said, "See, the smell of my son is as the smell of a field that the Lord has blessed. May God give you of the dew of heaven and of the fatness of the earth and plenty of grain and wine. Let peoples serve you and nations bow down to you. Be lord over your brothers, and may your mother's sons bow down to you. Cursed be everyone who curses you, and blessed be everyone who blesses you." This is the word of the Lord.
Pip, thank you very much for reading for us. Please do keep your Bibles open there, Genesis 27, and let me lead us in a short prayer as we begin. Father God, thank you that you are a speaking God. Please help us to listen. Please help us to learn more about ourselves and more about Jesus. And please help us to respond rightly to the praise and glory of your name. Amen. Now, this morning, we're thinking all about getting what we deserve and getting what we don't deserve. Getting what we deserve and getting what we don't deserve. And just to help us to make sure that we're awake, we're going to do a quick quiz. So I'm going to read out a short scenario, and you've got to put your hand up for what you think that person deserves, okay? You've got to choose one of them, what the person deserves. Okay, so first up, there's Terence. Terence has been caught stealing biscuits. Okay, he's been caught stealing biscuits. Here are your options. He deserves a medal. He deserves to be told off. He deserves a goldfish, okay? This is going to see whether some of you have recently been stealing biscuits. Terence deserves a medal for stealing biscuits. Okay, there are the biscuit stealers at the front. Hands up if he deserves to be told off. Okay, that is, I'm going for a majority. He deserves a goldfish. Okay, now some more biscuit stealers over there. Okay, next up is Eunice. Eunice has worked really hard and done really well in her exams. Okay, number one, she deserves to be grounded for a week. Number two, she deserves to lose all her pocket money. Or three, a meal out with her friends. Okay, she's worked really hard for weeks and for months. She's done really well in her exams. Okay, hands up, she deserves to be grounded for a week. No one. Okay, so Steve Howcroft. Okay, deserves to lose all of her pocket money. That would be quite harsh. A meal out with friends. Okay, there we go. Okay, final one. Ernie has lied to his parents about breaking a very expensive china bowl, and then he's blamed it on his little brother. Oh, okay, number one, no pocket money for a month to pay back, okay? Number two, he deserves a new phone, or three, he deserves a certificate. Okay, he's broken the bowl, blamed it on his little brother. Who's going for no pocket money for a month? Okay, there we go. He deserves a new phone. Okay, I'm not sure that's right. A certificate. Definitely doesn't deserve a certificate. Well, I wonder, as we were listening to that true Bible story, what we thought the characters in the Bible story deserve. Now, can anyone remember? Pip gave us a helpful reminder at the beginning. Can anyone remember who the main characters were? And I've got a... if I can open this. Can anyone... okay, yes? Jacob and Esau. I'll give you two. You're stealing one. Jacob and Esau. Okay. Who else? Yes. Isaac. Yes. Yes. Can I say one? Rebecca. Yes. And then there's one more character we might have overlooked. We don't hear very much about him. Yes. We've had Jacob and Esau. We've had Isaac. We've had Rebecca. God, the Lord God. Yes, the Lord God is still in control. He's still working his purposes out. But he might seem to be a little bit absent in our story. And so just to remind us of what happens, I'm going to need four volunteers. I'll need three boys and one girl. Why don't we have some brothers? You're going to confuse me with being called Jacob. Okay, I'm going to have to... okay. One more, yes. And then a girl. Yes, you're happy to join me up here? Okay, great. So... who have we got? Let's start with... oh, I'm going to have to empty this out. Right. Okay, let's have an Isaac. Okay, Isaac is old, and I couldn't find some glasses. Okay, Isaac, you're quite old. You think you're going to die soon. Okay, now, just to confuse this, you're going to be Esau. No, we'll have you as Esau. Okay, you're hairy, and where's... I had a beard. Nope, it's gone. Okay, and Jacob. And Rebecca, you'll be Rebecca. Where is... Oh, I've lost... There it is. Okay. I don't know if this is going to work. You might have a... But I could only find one beard, so to add to the hair... Okay, we've got our maybe not so happy family here, okay? And the whole story is about who's going to get God's blessing. And so we need to know God's blessing is being part of God's people and under his favour. God's blessing being part of his people and under his favour. So blind Isaac, you can't really see very well, you plan to give the blessing to Esau, your favourite son, your older son, and you plan to do it on the sly while no one is around. So Rebecca and Jacob, why don't you go over that side? Okay, so... Isaac and Esau over here on their own. You don't invite the rest of the family to the blessing, but because Isaac loves food maybe a bit too much, you know, he sends Esau off to get some. So Esau, you need some arrows and you need a bow. Okay. Now Isaac, just before you run off Esau, Isaac knows that it's God's plan to bless Jacob, but he's trying to go against it. He's weak-willed, he's passive, he's trying to subvert God's plan, go against it. So how are we feeling about Isaac at this point? I think we could even give him a boo. Boo. Hero of the faith, but boo, okay? Okay, boo, okay. Isaac, okay. And Esau, well, you'll don't slip on these. Esau, you'll just bound off to kill an animal. You're bounding off to kill an animal. Esau, actually, just wait there, Esau. Esau just lives for the here and now. He's very hot-headed. He loves to annoy his parents. Do you know what? We don't need to fire any arrows. There we go. No animals are to be killed in this talk. Okay. He likes to annoy his parents. He even married a couple of wives just to make his parents angry. And he's already sold his birthright, his right to get the blessing. He's sold that for a bowl of stew. So how are we feeling about Esau now? Boo, I'm sorry, Esau, you can go off to hunt some game. Off you go, well done, okay. Now, as that was all happening, do you remember who was listening in? Who was listening in on Isaac's little scheme? Rebecca, that's you, come here. Well, you were just happening, do you want to pretend you're listening in? Your ear, you can listen in with your ear. You were just listening up against the tent wall, and Rebecca hatches a plan of her own. And her plan, we'll see it on the screen, is all about how Jacob grasps what he doesn't deserve. I don't know if we've got that on screen. If it's not, that's the big idea of this first part. Jacob grasps what he doesn't deserve. Jacob takes the right thing, God's blessing, the wrong way. You see, Rebecca remembers God's promise to bless Jacob over Esau, but she goes about it all the wrong way. Do you know Rebecca? She's got a favorite child too. Do you know who your favorite child is? It's Jacob. Jacob is her favourite child, and so she pushes Jacob forward. She doesn't talk things through with Isaac. She takes a meal. Here, let's get a meal. Do you want to pass these to Jacob? Some stewed steak and gravy. Do you want to give those to Jacob? There we go. But Jacob spots a problem. Now, he doesn't have a problem lying to his blind, dying father. He's quite all right with that. Now, he thinks he might get found out. And why might he get found out? He's not hairy like Esau. So, do you know what your plan is? You're going to dress Jacob up to be hairy like Esau. So actually, Rebecca is scheming. She's bossy. She's meddling. She's deceptive. She's manipulating. She encourages her son into sin. She exploits her husband's blindness, takes matters into her own hands. So how are we feeling about Rebecca at this stage? Boo, I'm sorry. It's not looking great, is it? Rebecca, thank you very much. You've done brilliantly. Well done. And so, Jacob, we need to make you a bit more hairy. Let's put you in this one. I've got different size outfits. Do you want to pop the meal on the floor? Can you slip into that? You might slip your shoes off. Whilst you get into that, in fact, have we got some? We've got some more skins. We'll make you properly hairy. Okay, so Jacob puts on some skin. He puts on some of Esau's clothes. Well done, well done. We can make sure you're properly hairy like Esau, because blind old Isaac, he can't see, he can smell, and he can touch. And as Jacob goes, well done. As Jacob goes, you don't need to zip it up, you grab your meal. As Jacob goes to take the meal to Isaac, Isaac senses something's a bit off. He's a bit wary, isn't he? Can anyone see? Just look down as Jacob goes over. Just look down and see how many times did Jacob lie to his father? How many times? See if you can spot how many times. Jacob, you can come over. You can come and sit with Isaac. And you can have a good sniff and a good feel of his hands and his neck. Can anyone see how many times Jacob lies to Isaac? It could be four. I counted. How many times did I... Three times. And so how are we feeling about Jacob? Jacob is lying and deceptive. He's an unprincipled, opportunistic. How do we feel about Jacob at this point? Boo. Okay, well done. You guys can take a seat. I'll give you a chocolate each. Well done. Where's Rebecca gone? Rebecca, there we go. And Esau. There we go. Excellent. Okay. So we've got Isaac, Rebecca, we've got Jacob, we've got Esau. Who deserves the blessing? Who do you think, anyone? None of them. They're all a pretty rotten cast, aren't they? And we're halfway through the chapter. We're left thinking, well, is Esau going to come back in time? Do you remember, he's gone off to hunt some animals. Well, no, we find Jacob manages to trick his father. Jacob manages to grasp, to steal the blessing. Jacob grasps what he doesn't deserve. And what does Jacob deserve? He's lying to his dying father, cheating his brother. So here we go, hands up. Option one, he deserves to be chucked out of his family. Option two, he deserves to be told off. Option three, he deserves God's punishment. Actually, it's a bit of a trick question. He deserves all three, doesn't he? But what he gets is a blessing. Being part of God's family, part of his people, and being under his favour. It's what the Bible calls grace. God giving us good when we deserve bad. Jacob acts wrongly, he cheats, he lies, he's unkind, and yet God blesses him. God is good to him when he deserves to be punished. But what about Esau? Well, we'll find out in a bit.
So we're carrying on with the story. Genesis 27 from verse 30. And you'll find that on page 26 of the Church Bibles. Verse 30. As soon as Isaac had finished blessing Jacob, when Jacob had scarcely gone out from the presence of Isaac his father, Esau his brother came in from his hunting. He also prepared delicious food and brought it to his father. And he said to his father, "Let my father arise and eat of his son's game, that you may bless me." His father Isaac said to him, "Who are you?" He answered, "I am your son, your firstborn, Esau." Then Isaac trembled very violently and said, "Who was it then that hunted game and brought it to me? And I ate it all before you came, and I have blessed him. Yes, and he shall be blessed." As soon as Esau heard the words of his father, he cried out with an exceedingly great and bitter cry and said to his father, "Bless me, even me also, O my father." But he said, "Your brother came deceitfully, and he has taken away your blessing." Esau said, "Is he not rightly named Jacob? for he has cheated me these two times. He took away my birthright, and behold, now he has taken away my blessing." Then he said, "Have you not reserved a blessing for me?" Isaac answered and said to Esau, "Behold, I have made him lord over you and all his brothers. I have given him for servants, and with grain and wine I have sustained him. What then can I do for you, my son?" Esau said to his father, "Have you but one blessing, my father? Bless me, even me also, O my father." And Esau lifted up his voice and wept. Then Isaac his father answered and said to him, "Behold, away from the fatness of the earth shall your dwelling be, and away from the dew of heaven on high. By your sword you shall live, and you shall serve your brother. But when you grow restless, you shall break his yoke from your neck." Now Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing with which his father had blessed him. And Esau said to himself, "The days of mourning for my father are approaching. Then I will kill my brother Jacob." But the words of Esau, her older son, were told to Rebekah. So she sent and called Jacob, her younger son, and said to him, "Behold, your brother Esau comforts himself about you by planning to kill you. Now, therefore, my son, obey my voice. Arise, flee to Laban, my brother, in Haran, and stay with him a while, until your brother's fury turns away, until your brother's anger turns away from you, and he forgets what you have done to him. Then I will send and bring you from there. Why should I be bereft of you both in one day?" Then Rebekah said to Isaac, "I loathe my life because of the Hittite women. If Jacob marries one of the Hittite women like these, one of the women of the land, what good will my life be to me?" This is the word of the Lord.
Great. Well, hopefully we can remember the first half of that story, how Jacob grasps what he doesn't deserve. But what about Esau? Well, Esau gets what he does deserve. We can have that up there. Jacob grasps what he doesn't deserve. Esau gets what he does deserve. Esau loses the right thing the hard way. Do you remember, just as Jacob leaves, Esau comes running in. We can imagine him kind of maybe sweating, panting, out of breath, but it's too late. Can anyone see how Esau feels when he gets back and discovers what's happened? Verse 34, if you look down. How does Esau feel? Yeah. Yes? Angry. Yeah, do you see verse 34? He cries out. You're doing well on the chocolate front. He cries out. Now Esau's already said no to God's blessing. Adults, maybe we can remember how he sold his birthright for a bowl of stew. But now it is too late. There's nothing left. He's full of violence and regret, but not repentance. You see, Esau is a warning to us. And to help us remember the warning, I've hidden four jigsaw pieces around the room. So if you're 11 or under, you're very welcome to go and help me find the four jigsaw pieces as we remember the warning about Esau. If you found a piece, come up the front and you can hold it up and see if you can fit it together. There we go. Got one more piece to find. You hold that one up. Do you want to hold that one up there? Jake, do you want to hold it? You hold it in place. There we go, you stand this. Got one more. Anyone? I wasn't anticipating. Oh, there we do. Excellent, excellent. Great, everyone else can grab a seat. Well done, thank you. Come up here. If you put in the fourth bit. Do you want to go that side and just hold it round? Now, we might not quite be able to read what it says. This is what we read in the New Testament about Esau. It says this: be careful that no person is unholy like Esau. He sold all his rights as the oldest son for a single meal. You remember that after Esau did this, he wanted to get his father's blessing. He wanted this blessing so much that he cried, but his father refused to give him the blessing because Esau could find no way to change what he had done. Brilliant. You guys grab a seat again. Thank you very much. He could find no way to change what he had done. He wouldn't repent. If we were listening carefully, we realized he could have been blessed if he had sided with Jacob, but he refuses. And Jacob grasps what he doesn't deserve. Esau gets what he does deserve. Now, Isaac and Rebekah, they're not much better, are they? They're all pretty rotten in this story. And none of them trust in God as they should. But actually, none of us live for God as we should. And we fail to be kind all the time. And we don't put Jesus at the center of all we do. And we're all like Jacob or Esau. We all deserve God's punishment. But it's why our final point is such good news. We'll see it on the screen. Jesus gives what we don't deserve or what we do. Jesus gives us the right thing and the right way or the hard way. Now, just to think how valuable things are, I want us to guess the price of a few items that I found on the internet. I have purchased none of these items, so let's see if we can get to the first one. There we go. It is a paper cup. Just a paper cup, okay? What is the price? Some adults might see the name on the paper cup, which is a bit of a giveaway. Price of a paper cup? 10p. That should be roughly what it should cost. 10p. 10p. 30p. 30p, maybe a bit more extravagant. Anyone? Okay, £90. At £90 for a paper cup. Let's get to the next one. Okay, protractor and ruler. This is for both. Combined price for both of them. Yes. £4 again, quite pricey. Yeah, £4. Okay. £100 would be ridiculous for just one protractor and one ruler. Yes. £50. Okay. I looked it up. £825. Okay. Just in case you were wanting to add that to your desk. Okay. Third one. We've got four of these. Third one. Okay. Third one. Tin can from the same company. Just in case you're spotting a theme. Okay, just a tin can. Yes. £80. £80 for an empty tin can. Okay, there's nothing in this can. Yes. £1,000. You are very close with £1,000. £945 for a tin can. Last one. Ball of yarn. Ball of yarn. Doesn't do anything. It's made out of metal. You can't even use it as yarn. Yes. £10. I would pay £10 if I could sell it again. Yes? £10. You're going for £10 as well. Yes, right at the back. £100. £100, will that be? Yeah, £8,475. Okay? It is ridiculous. Very valuable, at least to Tiffany & Co., who put the price on them. What Jesus gives us freely for us is infinitely, infinitely more valuable. Something we could never buy, we could never earn. Something that none of us deserve, and we cannot be good enough for. Jesus gives us God's blessing, being part of God's people and under his favour. And so we don't need to grasp the blessing like Jacob. Jesus gives it to us through his death. Through the cross, through dying in our place, Jesus offers us God's blessing, being part of God's people and under his favour. At the cross, Jesus took the punishment we deserve. So if we trust in him, we can be blessed. Undeserving people like us can be blessed, just like Jacob was blessed. And that is amazing news, isn't it? It means it's not too late for anyone now. It means we cannot be too bad for God. The Bible doesn't tell us how to be good enough for God. It says none of us are, but we have a God who is good enough to love us anyway and send Jesus to die for us. It is all grace. Now, when I was a child, I remembered a little handy reminder for grace. G-R-A-C-E, God's riches at Christ's expense. It is all his undeserved blessing. Jesus gives us his goodness that we need and that we don't deserve. But just as we close, we mustn't forget Esau. Esau reminds us there will come a day when it is too late, though. And then Jesus will give us what we do deserve, being cut off from God and under his judgment forever. We'll either get the blessing we don't deserve through Jesus and his death, or we will get what we do deserve if we reject him when he returns as judge of all. So I think it'd be a good thing to pray to God. We're going to do that now. If you find it helps to concentrate, you can put your hands together and close your eyes. But let's pray to God together. Father God, thank you so much for your grace, your undeserved favour and kindness to us in Jesus. Thank you that we can be blessed because of Jesus, so we can be part of your people and receive your kindness and favour. Please help us remember that we don't deserve it and can never deserve it. But Jesus is good enough, and because of his death, we can have that blessing. Help us to be more grateful for Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen.